We'll begin this hour of this special Christmas edition of With Heart and Voice with Gustav Holst's beloved setting of Christina Rossetti's text, In the Bleak Midwinter. The South Bend Chamber Singers are led by Nancy Menk. Barbara in Chicago and Jennifer in Galveston both requested Gustav Holst's setting of In the Bleak Midwinter. We heard it performed by the South Bend Chamber Singers, directed by Nancy Menk. Coming up is another carol whose tune was arranged by Gustav Holst from the 16th century Pie Canciones. On This Day Earth Shall Ring is a favorite of Bob, and we'll hear it sung by the choir of Trinity Church in Boston. Brian Jones directs. On This Day, Earth Shall Ring was sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Boston, under the direction of Brian Jones. The Coventry Carol, with its haunting melody, recounts the slaughter of the innocents at the hand of Herod. Despite its dark subject matter, it's remained a favorite of many for the beauty of its musical setting. It's a carol that Titus in Pineville, Louisiana, asked to hear, and we'll listen to Cantus sing. Cantus sang the Coventry Carol as arranged by Ralph Vaughan Williams. There's a great deal of charm in many traditional carols with German roots, and we'll hear one of them next. O du Fröhliche, O How Joyfully, is a favorite from childhood for Gary in Rochester, and we'll hear it sung by the Thomaner Chor, Leipzig. Hans-Joachim Rotsche directs.
Thank you.
O du Fröhliche was sung by the Thermonerchor Leipzig, directed by Hans-Joachim Rotsche. Infant Holy, Infant Lowly is a carol with Polish roots that was suggested by Gail in Houston, Texas. We'll hear a wonderfully reflective treatment of this lovely text and tune arranged by Barlow Bradford, who leads the Utah Chamber Artists. Barlow Bradford led the Utah Chamber Artists in his own setting of Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Gustav Holst's setting of In the Bleak Midwinter isn't the only one that is a favorite of many. Equally satisfying and effective is the one by Harold Dark, which we'll hear sung by the choir of Coventry Cathedral, led by David Poulter. Heather in Chicago asked to hear Harold Dark's setting of In the Bleak Midwinter, which was performed by the choir of Coventry Cathedral. The warmth of melody and harmony, along with sensitive orchestration, are hallmarks of the style of popular composer John Rutter, whose music is a favorite of Gabriel in Rochester. This is abundantly evident in his Candlelight Carol, which we'll hear performed by Polyphony, led by Stephen Layton. Thank you. John Rutter's Candlelight Carol was performed by Polyphony under the direction of Stephen Layton. The simplicity and directness of both text and melody are part of the timeless appeal of Elizabeth Poston's setting, Jesus Christ the Apple Tree. It's among the most popular pieces on today's program, a favorite of Mary in Brighton, New York, of Brenda in Brockport, New York, and of Alice in Los Angeles. The choir of Worcester Cathedral is directed by Donald Hunt. Donald Hunt led the Worcester Cathedral Choir in Jesus Christ the Apple Tree by Elizabeth Poston. Dale Worland's arrangement of the Huron Carol is coming up as it's performed by Sounding Light, led by Tom Trenny. Thank you. Several people mentioned the Huron Carol as a favorite, including Karis in Ruston, Louisiana, Cindy in Washington State, and Brenda in Brockport. We heard it in an arrangement by Dale Warland, performed by Sounding Light. Tom Trenny directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The traditional English carol God Rest You Merry Gentlemen is up next in a setting arranged by both John Stainer and David Wilcox. In this performance, we'll hear Cantemus sing, directed by Hugh Williams. God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen, was sung by Cantemus. It's a favorite of Dorothy in Rochester. Hugh Williams directed. Contemporary English composer Jonathan Dove has set a poem by Dorothy L. Sayers in his anthem, The Three Kings. It's set for choir with solos for two sopranos and is a favorite of Chelsea from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. We'll hear a fine performance by the Wells Cathedral Choir, directed by Matthew Owens. The Christchurch Schola Cantorum of Rochester sang Ave Maria by Robert Parsons, a request from Jean of Brighton, New York. Stephen Kennedy directed. Earlier, we heard The Three Kings by Jonathan Dove, performed by the Wells Cathedral Choir. As with many Christmas texts, the words of Bruce Blunt's Bethlehem Down conjures up not only the Nativity, but also foreshadows the Passion and Crucifixion. Peter Warlock created a suitably reflective musical setting for this text in 1927. It was requested by Allison in Webster, New York, and we'll hear it performed by the Winchester Cathedral Choir. David Hill conducts.
You.
David Hill led the Winchester Cathedral Choir in Bethlehem Down by Peter Warlock. John Taverner's exquisite setting of William Blake's poem The Lamb is already something of a modern classic. While the musical material is quite simple and straightforward, Taverner uses it to magnificent effect. Both Jeanette in Skokie, Illinois, and Paula in Chicago listed this as a favorite. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys is directed by John Scott.
Thank you.
Julia in Rochester asked to hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and we heard the magnificent arrangement by Sir David Wilcox as John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. Earlier, the St. Thomas Choir sang The Lamb by Sir John Tavener. Thank you for joining me for this special Christmas edition of With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to favorites chosen by listeners from across the country. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice and our second installment of Christmas Listener Favorites.